So my name is Dr. Charlie Ray. I am a hospitalist and health services researcher at the San Francisco VA and the University of California, San Francisco, an assistant professor of medicine at UCSF, interested in health policy research, and then also the intersectionality of telemedicine and its use and its impact on socially vulnerable patients. And so I spend most of my time doing health services research, and then I'm also a clinician and educator here in San Francisco.
You're the lead author of a new article that's in the June 1st edition of the journal JAMA Network Open, Access to Care, Cost of Care, and Satisfaction with Care Among Adults with Private and Public Health Insurance in the U.S. Now, what were you and your colleagues trying to determine?
So the basis of this paper and this exploration was really around the notion that we believe that most Americans, if you polled most Americans and asked them, if you had a choice between health insurance, taking a public option, i.e. Medicare, Medicaid, or being cared for at the VA, or you could have private health insurance through your employer or purchased on an open market, which would you pick? And the vast majority of people, at least in prior studies, have shown that most people would end up choosing a private health insurance plan. But if you sort of look back at historical trends and historical data, you actually see that the quality of public health insurance options oftentimes supersedes that of private health insurance options. And so what we wanted to do was say, look, oftentimes the data that show that are done just through polls. So they just poll people and ask, how do you like it? How do you like your health insurance, or how do you dislike it? But what those polls often don't do is they don't do risk adjustment. So they don't adjust for how sick an individual might be. And if you think about why that's important, is sick people tend to use their insurance more frequently than healthy people. So if you ask a bunch of healthy people, do you like your insurance? Of course they're going to say, yes, I like my insurance. Why? Because they never use it. But if you ask sicker individuals if they like their insurance, they may give you a little bit of pushback. Why? Because they're forced to interact with those bureaucracies and those insurance firms. And so that's why adjustment is really important in these situations. And so what we did was essentially ask similar questions around access to care, costs of care, and overall satisfaction. But we adjusted for people's underlying health status to give us a really balanced idea of whether or not people truly like having private health insurance or versus public health insurance.
Or what kind of population were you looking at?
Yeah, so what this does, so what we used is it's called the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. It is a national survey that is given every single year, and has been done so for something like 40 years at this point in time. All states provide this survey, and different states ask different questions, but there are a good number of questions that overlap between states. We looked at the years between 2016 through 2018, so we looked at a three-year slice of this data. And we had a total of 150,000 people who answered the survey questions that we utilized. And the important thing that 150,000 people ends up representing a little over 60 million adults. So about one in five Americans are potentially represented in this population.
So now, what did you find?
So there's nuance here. And I'll start by saying, so we looked at three primary domains. So we looked at questions questions that surveyed individuals around three domains: access to care, oftentimes meaning access to a primary care physician, costs of care, and overall satisfaction with care. And then we looked across two sort of sub-segments: public health insurance and private health insurance. Within the public health insurance domains, that included, you know, the very common Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans health insurance. And private health insurance, we looked at individuals who had, insurance purchased on open markets, or those who received it through their employer. Now, I will say that around 80% of the people who had private health insurance received it from their employer, just to sort of set the groundwork for that. And what we did is sort of compared across these two groups, across these three domains of access, costs, and satisfaction. And what we ended up finding was that individuals with private health insurance, when you compared them to people with public health insurance, in particular, I'll talk about Medicare right now, because Medicare is, of course, a very large beneficiary for many Americans. We found that people with private health insurance had a lower likelihood to have a personal physician. They were more likely to report instability in insurance coverage. They had higher difficulty seeing a doctor. They had greater difficulty taking medications due to cost, and they had higher medical debt. And not only that, they were less satisfied. So the common notion that people who have private health insurance, like that insurance coverage more so than those who might have Medicare, is at least in this study questionable at best.
Just to clarify, you were looking at Medicare, but also other public health systems, the Medicaid, et cetera?
That's right. So when we looked at the Medicaids, when we compared individuals with Medicaid to private health insurance, the results were certainly more, we had mixed results there, a little bit more nuanced. And while in certain places we showed that they had more or less satisfaction, the one thing that we walked away with was that compared to Medicaid, individuals with private health insurance had greater medical debt. So they ended up spending more on their healthcare costs than those who had Medicaid. The trouble with the Medicaid data is that Medicaid, as you probably know, is provided on a state-by-state basis. So there's heterogeneity amongst all the states. So finding a consistent signal about whether or not individuals with Medicaid truly had better access to care or cost or satisfaction compared to private health insurance is a difficult question to ask with this data set, because we were looking at a national level, but Medicaid operates at a state level. But we largely said, but what we could walk away with was that at the best, people with private health insurance had more medical debt than those who were on Medicaid.
And now, so more medical debt, that high cost also a lot of times means foregone care. How did that stack up?
That's right. So individuals, when you talk about foregone care, it's people making the decision whether or not to go see a physician or to purchase medicines. And how does insurance access sort of affect that? And what we showed was, again, both in individuals who had private health insurance were frequently not going to see their doctor or were not going to purchase medications because costs were so high. And again, that pushes back against that common narrative that private health insurance is better than a public health insurance option.
And so overall, just in terms of individual satisfaction, people preferred their public insurance.
That's right. When you look at the public health insurance options, basically across the board, be it Medicare and even more particularly amongst individuals who were covered by VA healthcare, both of these populations and even some subpopulations within Medicaid had much higher satisfaction rates than those who had private health insurance. And again, it's really important to note here that, again, we controlled for individuals' underlying health status. So we are essentially leveling off whether or not people are going to see the doctor or not. And what that does is allow us to make a nice, even comparison across these different populations.
Can you speculate? I mean, do you have any thoughts about the implications of your findings for health policy and healthcare reform?
Yeah, that's a good question, Doug. So I will preface that, the U.S. about every 10 to 15 years goes through in-depth discussions about how we should think about potential healthcare reform. We're in a nadir, I think, at this point, whereas it is not an important discussion, at least on the political spectrum at this point in time. But what we would hope is that when this discussion does pop up again in the near future, and I imagine the current administration may be more open to discussing alterations here, we take a step back. And when we say, what sort of options should the American public have, we should also present the data that look, when we ask around these important domains that are important to consumers, access to a primary care physician, how much costs of your medications, and are you satisfied with the product that you have, that if we present data that gives people option that, sorry, let me back up. If we present data around the domains of access, cost, and satisfaction, we can let consumers choose which options they have. And if a Medicare option should come about, we believe that this data may be helpful in at least validating or giving some support to that sort of pathway.
And folks, have been speaking with Dr. Charlie Reyes with the Department of Medicine at UC San Francisco and also with the Division of Hospital Medicine at the San Francisco Veterans Affairs Medical Center. He's lead author of Access to Care, Cost of Care, and Satisfaction with Care Among Adults with Private and Public Health Insurance in the U.S., which was published in the June 1st edition of the journal JAMA Network Open. Dr. Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Reporting for KBOO News, this is Doug McVeigh.